Well, we're just sitting here in the MTP Software Studios. Thank you very much, Frank Sincotta, and the whole CRM team over at MTP. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and this is, with that little long introduction, Radio Entrepreneurs. And my guest host today, I'm not going to pass him the mic because we're sharing mics today, and I'm going to keep with my introductions, is the one, the only superstar, Peter Myerson. And he's doing a great job. We're glad he's here. And now I'm going to introduce our next set of guests. Watch this one. Juana Manalaki, CEO and founder, Introvoke, and Steve Vilkas, leader, founder, founder and co. How did I do?
Good.
Brilliant.
An A?
A plus.
A plus. Wow. Wow. So tell us, what's it all about?
So founder and co, we are all about the founders of the Boston, you know, innovation ecosystem and beyond. We're basically centered around that. Founders are at the heart of pretty much everything we do. And you notice that it's founder, and then there's the plus, and then there's co. And when I became the leader in July, I was doing a lot of like ruminating, reflecting on that. And I've discovered that basically we're also about collaboration. We're also about connections, not just for founders, but for like all businesses everywhere. We're trying to basically build this experience, you know, through
social network for entrepreneurs.
It's so we
social and support network.
Social and support network. Yeah, I would say so. And you know, we're trying to do a hell of a lot more too. We want to basically be a resource. We want to be there for founders at every possible stage of their journey. And when we say founders, we don't just mean like, you know, a well-established, you know, business owner, although they're also in our community, but also like those people who are like thinking of like becoming a startup founder, who have those ideas on napkins and stuff. So we're there for everyone. We have a big tent, and everybody's welcome.
So how do you get your membership, and how is this monetized?
So at the moment, it is not monetized. At the moment, we're trying to, you know, build it up. We have a bunch of different ideas and initiatives in the pipeline, but we grew. It's a pretty interesting story. I mean, we started in February.
That's why he asked.
Like to hear it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, here you go. Yeah, we started in February. We had a small little gathering at District Hall with my predecessor, and then basically how I got introduced to Founder & Co. will tell you a lot about like how the membership goes and everything like that. So this is it. I became aware of Founder & Co. through Juana, and I went to their third event, which was at WeWork on 200 Fulton Street. And it was a one-of-a-kind experience, really. I mean, I saw people interacting like I...
Just to use a pun, right?
Always puns.
Okay.
Anybody who knows me around here will know
here,
that...
I thought you'd pick up on that faster.
I tell way too many puns. I'm surprised that, you know, my board is still with me at this point because right. Every meeting begins and ends with a pun.
I like puns. I used to have a very good friend who was a pun master.
I would like to meet that friend. So, you know, in essence, when I went to the third event, I fell in love with the organization. They were doing things differently, and I wanted to be a part of it, so I became a member. And then in July of this year, you know, my predecessor decided that his time at Founder & Co. had come to a close. He wanted to do something new and different, and he pitched it to me, and I said, sure. The reason why isn't just because I loved Founder & Co. I loved what it was, you know, doing for the startup community. It's because startup community in general is very precious to me. Because when I first started out here in Boston, working with my dad, like, you know, marketing and engagement and all that, I went to startup events. And I found out that the people who represented, you know, the thought leaders, the organizers, and so on and so forth, are very helpful, welcoming, hospitable, and inclusive. So, like, even if you're super new and, you know, you're shy, I was that shy guy. You know, it's hard to believe, but literally, I used to be the kind of person that would be, you know, standing in the corner looking at his shoes. But then once I started talking to all these amazing, you know, welcoming people, I discovered that I, too, had a chance of success. And now that I have this confidence and I have all this other stuff going on, I want to give back. Fundamentally, I want to give back, and I feel like Founder & Co. is all about that, too.
But, you know, that's very good, and but Peter asked the relevant question. So here you have a very values-driven thing that's happened to you. Mm-hmm. But you're going to have to find a way to sustain yourself. And so we're wondering what's going to be your financial model. And that's what he was also asking. And you did answer the first part of the question. Mm-hmm. But that's what he's asking. What's going to be the monetization of the business so that you can continue to do this good work?
I mean, I'm seriously considering like looking for like investment, you know, from bigger, you know, from other places, like other, you know, organizations and stuff, membership models. I mean, there's all sorts of stuff that I want to utilize. But what's important for me is making sure that whatever I do in terms of monetization, whatever strategy that I employ, it has to be in keeping with our values. It has to be in keeping with why Founder & Co. was started, you know, being consonant with its spirit. So I'm doing a lot of like research. I'm trying to figure out how to make this sustainable, how to make it profitable. But alongside that, how do we continue to support the founder community? Because if we're not doing that, I mean, even making money wouldn't really be worth it. I want to make sure that they're both completely aligned. What that looks like down the road, I mean, right now, like I said, it's still a very iterative process, but you know, we're working on it. That's what I can say.
I mean, I get all that, but you know, so how do you let yourself, how do people who are founders find out about you?
Okay. So we started out as a meetup group. That's where most of our community sits right now, but we've recently come up with different social channels and ways of interacting as well. You know, we're on LinkedIn, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram, and I'm doing that for a reason. I mean, meetup was where we started. And there's a lot of awesome, still a lot of nice things going on with that. But founders come from everywhere. They sit all around the place, you know? So we want to be able to reach them. We want to be able to interact with them. So, you know, using a lot of like my previous, you know, marketing experience and stuff, I've decided to start blasting out from these channels, you know, putting the word out, saying, hey, we're here. We're here for you. We want to, you know, make sure that you know that we exist and that here's where you can come and enjoy our events, enjoy our offerings. So sort of, I hate to use the buzzword because I feel like it's used way too much, but like omni-channel, like we're on multiple channels and we want to continue raising the exposure so that founders know they can come to us.
My turn. Nice. He is monopolizing that mic. So Iwana, you met her first. What's her relationship? She's on your advisory board. And how is she helping you with the business as well?
So,
Iwana, you're going to have to speak, Iwana.
Yeah. Well, before that, though, I just want to, you know, I want to take this opportunity, I know everybody's watching, to just thank Iwana for everything that she's done. Speaking specifically, you know, she told me about Founder & Co. first and foremost. She got the word out to me. And the event that I mentioned, which was the third event in the Founder & Co. history, also happened to be the launch party for Introvoke. And so I also got introduced to Introvoke at that time. And I can't say enough good stuff about Introvoke too.
So what's Introvoke then?
I would like to leave it up to the fearless founder of Introvoke to explain.
Thank you, Steve. Of course. That's definitely very nice. And yeah, this is how we met actually at the launch party of Introvoke. And first, before I get into Introvoke, is why an organization like Founder & Co. is important to start with for me as a founder. I grew up in Romania and I moved to London to university and I started my career there in the corporate world at HP, and I was there for about 7 years. And I worked with companies at all sizes, but working with startups was, I was growing a huge admiration for them to see how much they're working to build everything from ground up. And when I decided to make the move from the corporate world to the entrepreneurship, not only was a move in terms of career, but I moved to do that in Boston. And I've never been to the city before. So it was like a huge change for me. I was telling Steve on the way, I signed on a lease on an apartment before I even saw how Boston looked like. But I knew it has the core and the values of an entrepreneurship hub that you can't find in any other place in the world, really. And And that's how I started to understand the value of these communities. And although I thought the entrepreneurs would be actually a bit more kind of backstabbing, I found they were incredibly helpful and such a support group that I did not expect to do that. And going to all kinds of communities of startups, I thought it should be a way to even show that to the rest of the world, what they're doing here locally. You will never replace the interaction that you will have and the relationship building that you'll do face to face. But I do believe that there's a value in showing and spreading the content that they're creating locally to a wider audience.
And so what does Introvolt
do?
Yes. And who are your clients? What kind of organizations?
So Introvoke is the world's digital venue for startup events powered by interactive live streaming.
Thank you.
We're storytellers.
It's like one sentence pitch. Our clients, the purpose of it is obviously to the startup events that already have content to be spread to a worldwide audience. And content creators our clients on our platform are preeminent startup hubs such as Founder Institute, Founders Live, underscore VC here in Boston, and we're already in about 30, 40 locations around the world across three continents, streaming from all over the place.
Great. It's amazing how time flies. If someone were looking for either of you, Founder & Co. and Introvoke, how would they find you?
I mean, obviously we sit on Meetup, but we're also at www.founder-co.com. Like I said, we're going to be launching a bunch of new stuff in the pipeline, but you can find us either on our website, on our Meetup page, or across social media.
And Juana, how would they find you?
The same across all kinds of social media. The handle at Introvoke and www.introvoke.com.
It's amazing, that little subtle English accent you've picked up over time. So I remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs, and we will be right back with more stories just after this break.